Thanks, Rob.
Hi, I'm Scott Kaufman. I'm the Chief Executive of the Jewish Federation of Metropolitan Detroit. This is my colleague from our Next Gen Detroit team, Rachel Taubman. And the reason I'm here, because Rachel does most of the work and knows most of this stuff. Not loud enough? Is that all right? Okay. Did you hear who we were? Scott, Rachel, Detroit. The reason I'm here, when really Rachel could do this herself, is, you know, one of the things I think the system, it's starting to get right, but an existential priority of the Federation system is engaging young adults, and it can't sit at the kids' table. It has to be a priority of the community, the top leadership of the community. If they're not bought into that, because if we don't get this right, the system will collapse. That's, you know, I think that's an absolute truism, and I think we are getting it right, and I'm seeing lots and lots of communities doing that. You want to start?
Yep.
Great. It's a giant fist. We're an angry city. The 13 music was kind of dated.
Our largest community event of the summer is Pitch for Detroit. Traditionally, it's a charity softball tournament, but this year, in its fifth year, we switched things up and played kickball, which got a lot more young adults involved. While the target audience is young adult players, we invite the entire community to come out to Belle Isle and enjoy the day, and they do. This year, we had over 200 young adult players and 600 spectators come out to Belle Isle. 16 teams played in the day-long tournament, and each player was asked to raise at least $180 to play. Players were given CrowdRise and professional marketing tools to help their fundraising efforts, and that's how we raised $30,000 in one day. And the kicker, Federation didn't keep any of it.
Okay, so that's bizarre. Like, why are we raising money for something that has nothing to do with our core mission of taking care of Jews? And the reason is that the prerequisite to growing Jewish philanthropy is Jewish identity and community building. And this sort of fits in the community building box. So this summer was interesting. We're always very conscious of the Jewish brand in the general public. I think it's very important to have a positive Jewish brand, and politically, obviously, it's important. This summer, it became extremely important with what was going on in the world. Yes? Can't hear. Who's in charge of volume? Or am I just not holding this right? Okay, sorry. So we're talking about sort of the Jewish brand. Detroit, everybody has their own local DNA, so what works for us may not work for you. But our challenge is a city that was going through a bankruptcy. You had an issue of what are the Jews doing to help the city, and then you had the issue of Jewish brand globally relating to the events of this summer in Israel. So we got a ton of positive media attention about this. TV, radio, blogs all over the place, because our fire stations in Detroit were like using used furniture and borrowing and begging. You know, they were almost dysfunctional. And this got unbelievable positive press for the Jewish brand as it relates to building our greater community. And I think that's an attractive thing. If we're going to have a community that's attractive, attracts and retains young Jewish talent, you need a viable city. So that sort of plays into sort of a mega strategy. And go next. So we're engaging young donors through this. Now, we're not engaging them for the annual campaign. But when you think about successful brands, what's unique about them? Well, people like them, people trust them, and there's an emotional connection. So this, in a sense, was a way to build our brand through an audience we are then going to cultivate to be our future donors.
Okay, so how can you bring this to your city and make it successful? So first, the cause. So for us, the lack of support and funds given to emergency services in our city has become a national conversation, like Scott said. A tremendous amount of people care about this cause, and so finding a cause that is relevant not just to the Jewish community, but the greater community, is the key to getting people motivated and behind it. The audience. So we all know that the power of a few key influential individuals and what they can do to promote an event. So getting the right core of leaders is really important, and Pitch actually began 5 years ago when two very influential young adults brought it to our community. The event. It's not only the cause, but also identifying what people are going to want to participate in. So Detroit is a sports city. We love watching sports. We love playing sports. And to make a sports tournament for us was a no-brainer. Belle Isle is also a landmark in our city, and it hasn't been too accessible until recently, so people want to go there. It's all about finding that in your city and connecting the dots. And finally, the method. Our fundraising method for Pitch is social and internet-based, making it super accessible for young adults who are participating. We provided CrowdRise and other shareable content for a very grassroots fashion, and they did the rest. By implementing this easy fundraising tool, we eliminate the traditional barriers, and also we have sponsorships to cover the event so that all of the money raised by the players goes directly to the cause, making this a super transparent model. Is that the results? Oh. Yeah.
So, lastly, real quick, what those say, and I'm not going to get into the specifics, basically you double, these are the campaign gifts of the participants that later that year. So you built a connection with them, then they understood why it matters to have a Jewish community, why give to Federation, to the annual campaign. So it is translating into the greater mission. Thanks.
Thank you.